This is Express FM.
Supported by City of Portsmouth College. Find your brilliance.
Wait for the whistle to blow. And we are underway on Express FM.
For the fans, by the fans.
The atmosphere around Fratton at the moment is great, and that's spilled over into the training ground, and the boys are very, very positive.
Giving you a voice.
Everyone has sort of a smile on their face. It's going really well, and it's up to us to keep that, even in a tough moment.
This is the Football Hour.
And it's a good one.
With Jake Smith.
The Blues are on the brink of a long-awaited return to the Championship.
Up goes Shotlessy, it drops to Sadie, tries to flick it to Bishop! 3-1! Brilliant finish by Colby Bishop. Pompey well on their way to being on the cusp of promotion.
Last weekend's 3-1 win for Pompey over Shrewsbury Town means they are just 3 points away from securing automatic promotion after 12 years away from a second tier of English football. And after Derby drop points in midweek, a win at Bolton tomorrow would see the Blues not only promoted, but also crowned champions of League One. Conor Ogilvie has been talking about the prospect of promotion and how close it's starting to feel.
It's taken a little bit longer than we'd hoped, but we're on the brink of it now, and like I said, we just need to focus on ourselves and get the win on Saturday, and that'll do us.
We'll hear from the Blues defender before 7 o'clock, as well as head coach John Massino, who is looking forward to getting across the finishing line, whether it be tomorrow or at a later date.
If we can get the job done, and if we can get it done in good fashion, then I think it's going to be brilliant, and I'd be really pleased for everybody that's stuck with the football club through thick and thin.
And as always, Pompey fans, we want to hear from you. How are your nerves heading into the weekend? Do you think it'll happen at Bolton tomorrow? And to give the Blues the best chance of wrapping it up, who do you think should start? The Express FM app is the best way to get in touch. That's available for free from the Apple app and Google Play Store. Otherwise, text Express followed by your name and message to 81400. Email Pompey at expressfm.com or search for at ExpressFM on socials. Right then, this is it, Blues fans. We are possibly just under 24 hours away from something we have all been waiting so long for. Promotion back up to the Championship. It could be sealed tomorrow if Pompey manage to win away at Bolton. We've got a full preview of that game coming up here on the Football Hour.
The Football Hour.
Driven by Stagecoach across the South. Download the app now from the App Store or Google Play to view up-to-date timetable information and to prepay for your journey.
Express FM.
A very good evening and welcome to the show. What a show we've got in store for you tonight. The Blues are on the cusp of promotion to the Championship. Yeah, hold on, let me just say that again. The Blues are on the cusp of promotion to the Championship. Yeah, I can't really quite believe it on myself either. But it is true. And a win for Pompey tomorrow would not just see them promoted, but it'll also confirm them as champions of League One, thanks to Derby dropping points at Wickham in midweek. We'll be bringing you all of the excitement and nervousness as we preview a massive game for the Blues at Bolton tomorrow. But let's begin with a rewind to last Saturday, when Pompey claimed a 3-1 win over Shrewsbury Town to take them within touching distance of the Championship. Tom Murray and Guy Whittingham were your commentary duo at Fratton Park.
Every kick.
Left foot, great delivery.
Every goal.
Curling it past the goalkeeper.
Every game is right here.
Oh, I don't believe it!
Pompey Live.
What a moment for Pompey!
On Express FM.
We are underway at Fratton Park. Big men are up from the back. Sean Raggett making his way towards the front of the six-yard box. Comes short, Shotlessy into the penalty area, and it's gone in! What a brilliant start for Portsmouth! And it might be an own goal! It's only taken 2 minutes, but Portsmouth have the lead at Fratton Park. The perfect start for Pompey. Udo, and it's his first chance really to run at the Pompey defence into the box. Tries to get it across the face of the box. Loose ball in the middle, and it's a goal. It's an equaliser for Shrewsbury. Pompey have been dominant. But it's Jordan Shipley back from suspension with his fifth goal of the season. And the ball in the middle, it was a touch and just left it beautifully for him at the edge of the box to sweep home. And for all Pompey's dominance, it's all square at Fratton Park. Portsmouth 1, Shrewsbury 1. Feeds it down the line nicely for Kamara. Can he keep it in play? He can, towards the front stick. Yenge, he's still got it in a dangerous area. He goes down. Penalty! Bishop taken 8, scored 6. But he has a chance to score a vital goal for the hosts in front of the Fratton end. Here he lines up. Bishop sends the keeper the wrong way. And Pompey have retaken the lead at Fratton Park.
3 minutes towards half-time, and that is exactly the remedy they needed after Shrewsbury got themselves back on level terms. Colby Bishop with his 19th goal of the season, and Pompey leading by 2-1. Diagonal ball towards the edge of the box. Up goes Shotnessy. It drops to Sadie. Tries to flick it to Bishop! 3-1! Brilliant finish by Colby Bishop. And Pompey have got the two-goal cushion that they desperately needed. And it's come with just 15 minutes to go at Fratton Park. Pompey went on their way to being on the cusp of promotion. Colby Bishop, Portsmouth 3, Shrewsbury 1. Well, it's full-time at Fratton Park. Portsmouth win by 3-1. They came in to the game knowing that 3 points would put them on the brink of promotion to the Championship. It got a little hairy at times, but they have done just that.
All the unmissable action. Pompey Live on Express FM.
Yeah, great commentary there from Tom Murray standing in for Andy Moon last weekend in that 3-1 victory for Pompey over Shrewsbury Town at Fratton Park. And as Tom Murray mentioned towards the end of the commentary there, if you didn't realise, Pompey are on the cusp of promotion. And I won't get tired of saying that this evening either. And I do not apologise for it. Some games in midweek, quite a few of them, one of which affecting Pompey. We'll go through Tuesday's results first. Stevenage 2-1 winners over Barnsley. Barnsley can no longer catch the Blues, although we knew that last weekend anyway. Leighton Orient 2, Exeter City 2. Carlisle United were relegated last Saturday but thought they'd come back and just get a win for old time's sakes, and they defeated Cheltenham Town away from home by a goal to nil on Tuesday. Charlton Athletic drew 2-2 with Wigan Athletic. Bristol Rovers defeated by 2-0 at home to Reading, and Blackpool 1-0 winners in the illustrious Fylde Coast Derby at the Bloomfield Road. And on Wednesday night, Peterborough United 3, Port Vale 0. Peterborough can still catch Pompey if they win all of their remaining 5 games, and Pompey lose all of their remaining four games. And the big one from midweek, Wycombe Wanderers 0, Derby County 0. Now, Pompey, we knew, with a win tomorrow at Bolton, would seal promotion anyway. But with that, with Derby County dropping points, that now means Pompey can win the title with a victory against the Trotters. And there also opens up 27 scenarios, whether Pompey win, lose or draw, depending on whatever happens elsewhere across League One, that promotion could and could not be achieved. We'll go through them scenarios as we progress through this evening's show. Well, I'm delighted to say we've got two guests in the studio this evening, which is a very, very welcome change. We normally have somebody over Zoom, but I'm delighted to say we've got the 1898 boys back in the town. Barry Clements, great to have you.
Portsmouth Football Club are on the cusp of promotion to the Championship.
Whoa, hold up. Are they?
I don't know if you know this, but actually one more win will do it on Saturday.
Wow, I need to get my facts together, don't I?
Have a look on Twitter, mate. I read someone said it once.
Wow. Well, brilliant. Apparently, Pompey going to get promoted. Joe Wood, what do you think about that?
I think it's what we've all been waiting for far, far, far too long. And do you know what? It's so nice that I'm not sat in this chair having to pretend I care about the Pizza Cup anymore. And that's going to be such a lovely feeling next season. Just, it happens and we go, oh, that's the thing that's going on.
Until Pompey decide they become one of the teams that throw a B team in there.
They're great. That's do that, because that will be improvement, and that's better.
There are a lot of permutations for tomorrow, Barry. Not only do Pompey need a win, they could essentially lose at Bolton tomorrow and still gain promotion to the Championship if Derby and Peterborough also lose in their respective games. And that midweek result for the Rams away at Wycombe, that really has opened up a lot of opportunities for Pompey tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, who'd have thought we'd be sat here talking about Wycombe 0-0 and being very, very happy about it. But
always like Wycombe.
Yeah, they're my favourite club in the lower leagues. But no, look, it's a fantastic scenario to be in, one that we've wanted to be in for a very, very long time. It's important that we don't think it's done and we don't start the celebrations early, which I think there is a danger of. But ultimately, just go and do our job. Don't worry about the draw or the loss until we have to. Just go out there, do everything you can to win the game, and then you know it's done.
So the champagne I've got on my side ready to crack open, and the ad break I'll just put back in my bag.
I'm already half cup.
Okay, right. look, it's a big weekend, Joe. And like Barry said, I think it is very important to recognise that there are still 4 games to go. And if you look back at Doncaster in 2017, There were three automatic promotion spots up for grabs in League Two. Pompey very fortuitous to capitalise on the fact that Doncaster just fell off a cliff at the end of the season. Donny ended up finishing third, having been top for so long. Very important to remember we don't get too ahead of ourselves, whilst we can also enjoy the moment.
Yeah, I mean, good for Doncaster. You know, it is a different situation. It's a different team. I think I'm really trying not to get carried away with this idea that it's definitely going to happen and that we're definitely going to be promoted to the Championship. It's really hard not to. But every time I say to myself, oh, you know, it might not happen or they might lose, or you just look at it and you go, well, this squad has given us no reason to think that they will go and lose the next four games. That they've given us absolutely no reason to question their ability to play top sides. And being in this position is so strange after 12 years of not quite trusting what you're seeing on the with your eyes and on the pitch.
I mean, the odds are very much in Pompey's favour. 42 matches this season, 90 points on the board. Out of those 42 games, only four league defeats. And it, pretty much in order to throw away promotion, you'd have to lose all four of your next games because Bolton are 9 points behind. The chances are very, 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 very slim. But like Joe's alluded to, Barry, Pompey against these top sides are actually a different kind of animal. Against neither of the current top seven have Pompey been defeated against. Blackpool in eighth, we lost, of course, 4-0 at Fratton Park towards the start of the campaign. Leighton Orient in 10th also beat us at Fratton back in January. But the point being, Derby haven't beat us yet, or haven't beat us this season. Bolton, we'll wait until tomorrow. Peterborough, we've done the double over. Barnsley, we've played them once, beaten away from home, got them Tuesday night in Oxford, a draw at their place and a win at Fratton. We are actually picking points up against decent sides. We look like a team that deserve this.
Absolutely we do. You know, we're one of the most efficient teams in the league. You know, you look at, there are so many scenarios where actually we might not have played our very best, but we ground out a result and you know, got the job done. And I think that is all we need to do across these next four games, is just once or twice go and get the job done, grind out that result, and it's done. And as Joe, you know, perfectly alluded to, this squad has done that so often this season. They've given us no reason to doubt the fact that they will do it again. If it isn't tomorrow, I have full faith that it will be across these next four fixtures. But just go and get it tomorrow, please.
Now, I'm going to throw a date at you both, and I'd like to see if you can tell me what makes this date so relevant. I reckon you'll probably get it because you're both very clued up. The 11th of March, 2023. Any relevance? Anything spring to mind? 11th of March.
Was that when we were mathematically not able to go up last year?
No.
Oh, no, you've stumped on that one. That's
no. Any clue? No. Saturday, the 11th of March, 2023. That was the last time Pompey lost a league game with Conor Ogilvie inside.
Hey.
Well, there you go.
Well over a year ago now, which is, I'd say, quite incredible, really, isn't it?
So he starts tomorrow.
So hopefully he starts tomorrow, yeah. And at least we can get a point.
And, you know, just to really hammer that point home, we have got his lookalike with us here in the studio today.
We do, yeah.
Joe Wood.
Yeah, I've never thought about that before, Joe.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
If Connor's not available, can we get you in a Pompey shirt?
His left foot is significantly better than mine.
Yeah, I don't know that. We're going to get the defender's view on that stat in just a second, but George Wedlake first asked Conor Ogilvie to sum up this season so far.
Position we're in, we've been in for a long time, and yeah, we just need to focus now on Saturday and get the result we need, and that will hopefully see us over the line.
And personally for you, I mean, it's been a couple of spells with injuries, that kind of thing. Going back to the season before, it might not be necessarily something you're used to, so how was that tough for you?
Yeah, of course. I think I played 50-odd games last year, and obviously this year's been a bit different for me, being out injured, but just had to deal with it. It happens in football, and as you can see, we've had a few this year. So, but like I said, it's part and parcel, and you just got to deal with it when it comes.
Let me just make sure I've got this right. So it was Saturday, the 11th of March, 2023, the last time Portsmouth suffered defeat when Conor Ogilvie was wearing a Pompey shirt. Did you know that?
Someone did mention it to me, to be fair. It's nice, but obviously I haven't been fully. Featuring in week in, week out, but yeah, it's a nice thing to have.
And given this team, you know, compared to previous Portsmouth teams, how would you rank it at the moment? I mean, what's it like, the unity in the dressing room, the bunch of lads together?
Yeah, I think you said it there, the unity within the whole group is top draw, and everyone gets on in and out of the football environment, so I think that helps massively. And it's been showing that on the pitch. I think even when we've not been at our best, we've still managed to get results. And yeah, it's been a massive part.
And when you signed back in 2021, do you remember what your ambitions were?
I think I said it in, I think my first interview was promotion, and it's taken a little bit longer than we'd hoped, but we're on the brink of it now, and like I said, we just need to focus on ourselves and get the win on Saturday, and that'll do us.
After being here, obviously, for a couple of seasons, seeing what it means to the fans, if promotion were a thing, what would it mean to you?
Yeah, everything. I think it'd be the biggest achievement in my career, for sure. Like I said, I've been in few relegation fights in my time, but yeah, it's nice to be at the top end fighting for promotion now.
Potentially lifting the League One trophy as well come the end?
Yeah, it'll be nice to get a bit of silverware, first one for me as well, so yeah, it'll be nice, but like I said, we've got to concentrate on Saturday and get the result then.
Yeah, a tough game against Bolton at the weekend. Obviously things can happen, you know, come the end of it, but what's it going to take?
It'll take the whole group, the whole of the club, really, I think, to get us there. We need everyone. We'll need everyone in the treatment room, out on the pitch, the fans, everyone. So it'll be a big day, and we just need to relish that now and prepare right, and I think we'll be fine.
Obviously, a few seasons of League One for yourself. Championship football, is that something you could see yourself playing?
Yeah, I hope so. I said, obviously, I'm out of contract, so fingers crossed I'll be here. I'd love to be here. But yeah, it'd be an amazing achievement to play football in Championship.
With the contracts, what's the word on that at the moment? Have you heard anything?
No, not just yet. Like I said, we're just focusing on what's out on the pitch, and we'll sort that out in the summer.
Conor Ogilvie there speaking to George Wedlake at the training grounds earlier in the week. And Joe, you can understand why contract talks have not taken place yet, because there are far more important things on offer. I was going to maybe debate saying that, but yeah, promotion is probably more important. However, as soon as promotion is achieved, if it's achieved, of course, Conor Ogilvie, sign him at dotted line, it's probably got to be the first thing on the agenda, right?
I don't want to be the person to say it, but I think you've got to see what's available. You're just doing your due diligence, aren't you? You're looking at, because you're not in the same position you were 12 months ago. We're in a completely different league. We're not yet. We're going to be in a completely different league, hopefully. And so that opens your world up to players that you wouldn't have had access to 12 months ago. So realistically, I don't think anyone can sit here until probably September and tell you who we should or shouldn't be going after, because you just don't know. You just don't know.
And on that, you and I had this conversation the other day. For the first time in a very long time, we have someone in charge of contracts and signings in Rich Hughes, where you already know he's got two lists, one of which is if we're in the Championship, one of which is if we're in League One. He has people on those lists already. He knows who he's going after, and he already knows which of our players are going to be doing a job next season. I fully believe that was done months ago. As soon as the January window closed, I fully believe that list was finalised and the process started. So I don't doubt that if they believe Conor Ogilvie is good enough for the Championship, if we get there, then that will be one of the first things done, because I have full faith in that backroom staff.
I mean, it realistically, it comes down to this summer, there's going to be some horrific emotional decisions that get made regarding players. There's going to be some guys that
if we're in the Championship.
Yeah, if we're in the Championship. If we get there, there are going to be guys that you aren't going to see at Fratton Park again. And that genuinely we as fans love. And because of the contract situation and the way everything's panned out. So without wanting to be a bit doom and gloom about it, like, enjoy these last four games, because there might be some players that you just don't see again.
Chaps, thank you very much. We're going to bring Barry and Joe back into the conversation after the break, which is when we'll also hear what John Massino has had to say about the power of the Pompey supporters, who will be travelling up in their numbers to try and help the Blues over the line at Bolton tomorrow.
I know the fans are going to have a great trip up, a fantastic time. The most important thing for us is to focus on the performance and, you know, get the result, and to try and send them home even happier than they have been in recent weeks. But I know they're going to be in brilliant voice and in brilliant mood.
Stay tuned to hear George Wedlake's chat with the gaffer ahead of a potentially historic day for Portsmouth Football Club. We continue to look ahead to Pompey's trip to Bolton next.
For the fans, by the fans, The Football Hour with Jake Smith on Express FM.
Whether you're out with your mates, catching the latest blockbuster, or just enjoying late night bus rides, from 7pm every day, you can take advantage of a Knight Rider ticket, taking you from A to B and everywhere in between. Simply purchase your Knight Rider ticket on the bus or using the Stagecoach app to get unlimited travel anywhere on the whole of the Stagecoach South for just £2.50. The world is your oyster. Visit stagecoachbus.com for timetable and ticket information.
For the fans, by the fans. The Football Hour with Jake Smith on Express FM.
Yes, it is indeed. The Football Hour here on Express FM is the place to be for your passionate Pompey discussion. We are with you twice a week, every week, to talk you through the latest as we get it from Fratton Park. Barry Clements and Joe Wood join me on this, what is a pretty special edition of the show, to preview a mammoth game for the Blues away at Bolton on Saturday, where a win for John Massino's side will see them promoted to the Championship. Promoted to the Championship. Say it over and over again. Get it in your heads. It's happening, hopefully. Now, I've been asking you back home to get in touch and utilise the ExpressFM app, where you can not only message us, but also send a voice note to quite literally get your thoughts heard on air. And ahead of Pompey's big game at the Bolton tomorrow, that's exactly what Alex Fletcher has done.
I'm one of the lucky ones to have a ticket for the Bolton game this Saturday. They're like gold dust at the moment, it would seem, obviously because of the reduced allocation. But no matter what Bolton are going to throw at us, whether it be the ticket allocation or on the pitch, I'm pretty confident we're going to get the job done. And if not there, it'll be at home to Barnsley in the week. I was lucky enough to be at Notts County when we got promoted in 2017. An absolutely incredible day. Ended up on the pitch with some of my family members. It was absolutely incredible. That's why I'm getting so excited for this year's promotion push. Just to see if we can feel that feeling again. It's just going to be so incredible if we can manage to get over the line. I think for me this year, as soon as we beat in Peterborough and Yenge scored that goal with just a few minutes to go, I think that was the moment where I really started to believe we were going to do it this year.
Alex Fletcher, thank you very much for getting in touch via the ExpressFM app. If you haven't done so already, download it now from the Apple app and Google Play Store. We'd love to hear from you between now and 7 o'clock. We've spoken a lot, lads, about obviously tomorrow's game, and we will keep emphasising that the job is not done yet, and it is all ifs, buts and maybes. However, Barry, we're in a position finally, and for the first time for me hosting this show, where we can actually go into a match and say officially that a win will get us promoted. There's no two ways about it. It could happen. We've never been in this position before in the last 7 years in League One. So the excitement is there, and if anything, to look back on Notts County away back in 2017, Cheltenham at home when the title was won, the scenes and the celebrations from those days is something that just can't be topped.
Absolutely. They're memories for life, right? You remember where you were when those things happened. I wasn't fortunate enough to be at Notts County, but I remember where I was. Mm. And funny enough, with the Cheltenham game, I was actually on my stag do in Barcelona in a random bar in Spain, getting Spanish people who have never heard of Portsmouth Football Club chanting, "We're on our way."
They have now.
Exactly. So, you know, you will always remember where you were on those special occasions. And hopefully, all being well tomorrow, I will have a memory sat next to Joe Wood.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. I think my my memory of promotion goes back a little further. I was very fortunate. I was in the Fratton end the night Pompey got promoted to the Premier League.
Nice.
as an 11-year-old.
Brilliant.
Next to my dad, and that was absolute pandemonium. And you know, it's memories like that that I'm fortunate enough to have, that there is a whole section of that Fratton Park crowd that you're looking at anyone that's sort of 16 and younger just doesn't have. Mm. They just don't have it. Yeah. And that's not their fault for picking Pompey or anything like that. It's just
being born at the wrong time.
Being born at the wrong time. It's just the way things have panned out, and we're lucky enough to be in this position where it's potentially going to happen.
I was very fortunate in 2017 season ticket holder, both for Notts County, Cheltenham game as well. Two really, really big memories. And hopefully, you know, this weekend or whether it's Tuesday or next Saturday, we can continue to build on those memories. I was only 4.5 in that Premier League promotion season, so I can't say I sit here and remember too much of that. But on to your point, Barry, about you saying about your stag do during the Cheltenham game in some random bar out in Spain. Mm. It's not quite the same, because Port Vale away this season was won in the last minute via penalty, and it's Port Vale away midway through the season. It's not quite the same magnitude, but I actually missed that game. I was in Germany. I'd gone to see Wolfsburg versus Cologne. Game ended 1-0. Wasn't too exciting. It was good. It was a good day out. And the penalty was given as we were walking out of the stadium.
And after quite a flat performance, Wolfsburg hadn't won in so many games. Cologne had got a long journey back on the train. And we saw the notification pop up, because we have the notifications turned up on the Pompey social media accounts, and it just said penalty, 89 minutes. And we were like, no. And we stood there around this phone, all six of us, waiting for that next notification come through. And oh my God, it took a long time. It took a very long time. But then all of a sudden, we erupted in cheers, seeing a play at Pompey. And all these Wolfsburg fans around us probably stood there thinking, Pompey, where do I recognise that name?
Of course.
15 years prior, or 16 years prior, 2008. Yeah,
that's, and that's the thing, it's these memories that you get, that, you know, that was the only game in our promotion season that I missed, was certainly the home game was Cheltenham, because I was away, and I've never forgiven my best man for it. But my point is you don't have to be at the stadium to have these memories, you know. No. But the lucky guys going to Bolton, yourself included, if all goes well, are going to have an amazing day. But there weekend. Are thousands of Pompey fans that aren't going to be in that stadium that are going to have just as big a weekend, just as many memories, and they're going to remember it for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. Linda's got in touch with the email saying, promotion and the Championship are within touching distance. We could draw tomorrow and tie it up at home on Tuesday against Barnsley. This team and manager have been exceptional all season. Play at Pompey. Linda, thank you very much for getting in touch. And an interesting text from Colin from the Fan Zone podcast saying, Bolton fan in peace. It's been a while since we've had an opposition fan tune into the show, but thank you, Colin, for tuning in. Goes on to say, enjoying the show. Thank you. Always like to get the perspective of the opposition ahead of a big game. Safe travels to the Portsmouth fans travelling up. But just remember, you are visiting the team with the best home record in the division tomorrow, so don't get too giddy. He does put a little wink emoji at the end of that as well.
Are we not the best away team in the division, though?
Yes.
Yeah, so... kind of goes both ways, Colin.
And come Tuesday, if all goes well tomorrow and we beat Barnsley, could also have our best home record in the division as well. It's been sort of been very up and down, I think, being between Pompey, Bolton and maybe Derby as well, sort of home games and away games, because obviously 1 week you're playing at home and you don't get the opportunity to climb up the table on the away form, do you? But
just in response to kind of talking almost directly to Colin, realistically this year there have been three teams that are just completely different to the rest of the pack. When you look at the table, it sort of bears that out. And when you watch the games at Fratton, at Pride Park, we don't know yet. I'm not going to say it, because that is a dangerous word on the radio.
Oh, and the Tough Sheet Community Stadium.
That's the one.
Yeah. at the Reebok.
You know, they're far and away the best footballing sides we've seen. And all three of them do deserve to go up. So whoever does end up in that playoffs, it's not going to be easy, but you got to fancy them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, Barry, that the 2,600 heading to the Tough Sheet Community Stadium tomorrow, and those tuning in from back home as well, I think I can probably speak on behalf of everyone. We are all bricking it because is a very tough game. And Colin, we understand that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I don't think anyone is sat here thinking we are going for an easy ride. This is not, we are not going, and it's a foregone conclusion. We can't help but be giddy because we're in this position for the first time in so long. But I don't think anyone's under any illusions, banter aside, that Bolton is going to be an incredibly tough place to go and get a result. But it's like we were saying earlier, with the greatest of respect to everyone in this division, this squad gives me every confidence that they're going to go and get jobs done wherever we're playing. I don't fear any other opposition, but at the same time, you can acknowledge that Bolton are probably the toughest place to go at the moment.
Earlier in the season, you looked at this run and you went, that is a stinking run.
Yeah, we said it on air.
It is a stinking run in that we've got. And to be in this position is absolutely incredible. And I'm really thankful that we haven't got to go to Bolton, have Barnsley come here, go up to Lincoln and need to go and get a result, because they're teams that have been blowing people off the park recently.
And Lincoln's still unbeaten since New Year's Day.
Yeah, and not just unbeaten, scoring all of the goals.
They're not really leaving much for anyone else. You can always get the sense as well, Barry, that maybe tomorrow's game, if all goes well for Pompey, the script has kind of been written. To win promotion away at an automatic promotion rival would be one thing. But also what is maybe quite interesting is that in April 1949, it was Pompey's golden jubilee season, the 50th anniversary of PFC. We became champions of England with a win away at Bolton Wanderers. 2-1 victory, that was. 75 years later, we go back to Bolton during a celebration season, a 1-2-5, with the opportunity to not quite become champions of England, but to become champions of a division and gain promotion to the Championship with so much at stake. That is almost written in the stars.
As long as we're not wearing that kit, then I'm fine. But it's incredible how often these things come up, right? How often you have these scenarios where history, it almost repeats itself, albeit in the third tier instead of the top tier. But yeah, I mean, what a stat, what a place to be in. Just please don't wear the pink kit.
Yeah,
the pink orange kit with the stick on logo, please.
Not a fan.
Please.
We're going to get more from Barry and his kit reviews and Joe as well in the next few minutes. But we're going to hear now from boss John Messino. He's been speaking to George Wedlake in the week ahead of tomorrow's clash with Bolton. First going over what the past 7 days has been like without having a midweek fixture.
It's been great. We always, you know, I think footballers love playing games without a doubt. But from a coaching perspective, it's always good to have a bit of time on the grass and in a build-up to what's such an important game. I think it's been good for us to be able to get out there and just focus on what we are doing going into the Bolton game.
Colby Bishop appears to be firing on all cylinders currently. He's playing with a big smile on his face again. What kind of impact can he have going into the final four?
Yeah, the same as all season, really. You know how highly I value Colby, and you know how highly I think everybody at the football club values Colby. It was brilliant for him to get his 20th league goal for the second successive season. That was, I think, an excellent individual achievement. But more importantly, and you know, probably seeing it this year, is Colby's all-round impact in the way that he can, you know, lead the line, the way that he can lead the line in terms of the press. He can facilitate everybody behind him getting goals as well. And yeah, he's going to be pivotal in terms of what we're trying to achieve in the running.
Callum Lang, a couple of weeks ago, it was the Bolton game was the aim to have him fit and playing again for Portsmouth. What's the update?
Callum's fit. He trained today. I think the game's probably going to be one step too soon for him. I think the plan for Callum is to have him back with S&C on Friday just to make sure that we don't rush anything. He has been out for 5 weeks. And then I think if we get him another good training session Friday, Saturday, Monday, then we'll have him fit for the Barnsley game. And if not then, but I think we would have it then. If not then, then Wigan. Because we've still got plenty of games that we need to make sure that we have players back available. And at the moment, we've got a decent enough squad to pick from. We're not, I suppose, desperate in terms of making sure that certain players return.
Yeah, he was in great form before the injury. What's it going to take for him to get back in the side now? Because it seems like there's a lot of players at your disposal once again.
Yeah, it's just going to take us, you know, measuring it up and thinking which game is going to suit Callum to come back into. And that's the only decision that we make, really, and making sure that he's fully fit and making sure that he's sharp in training. And we just take each game on its merits. That's why we win games, we draw games, we lose games, we make changes doing all three. We want to make sure that we pick the best possible side to go and win a game of football.
And Tom Lowry, where are we at with him currently?
Oh, yeah, Tom's trained fully, Tom's back in it, and he is available for selection at the weekend.
Marlon Pack was speaking to the national press of the week. One of the quotes that were pulled out, he said, "You can't get away from people talking about promotion. There's that real island mentality." During your time here, have you felt that?
Yeah, it's something that's really obvious, I think, to everybody connected with the football club. And having moved down here and living on the island and being really close to everything, you do get a sense of that. There's a different mentality about the city. There's a different mentality about the football club. And I think in particular this year, because we've had that success on the pitch, it's been something that's been building throughout the year. And of course, I think it's healthy at this stage. We've probably spoken about it now for the past 3 or 4 weeks where we wouldn't have mentioned it before. But, it is staring us right in the face. And if we actually manage to pick up a result, then it's there, and we've actually managed to do the job. So it's one thing that we are fully aware of, and we're not sort of hiding away from and just saying we're just going to play it as any other game.
So there's expected to be more than 2,500 Pompey fans there at the Tough Sheet on Saturday. What would you like to see from them?
There's nothing that I need to say to the away fans at the, at the worst of times, let alone at this sort of juncture. So I know the fans are going to have a great trip up, a fantastic time. The most important thing for us is to focus on the performance and to try and get the result and to try and send them home even happier than they have been in recent weeks. But I know they're going to be in brilliant voice and in brilliant mood.
Bolton, obviously, a really good side, really good home form as well. What are you expecting from the game?
They've been a really consistent side for the past few years now, and they've stepped up, I think, every season they've been in the league. Constant improvement since they were promoted from League Two, and the club that's on the up, they've recruited really well, they've got a really good head coach, and they play some really good football, and they've just got strength and depth everywhere. So a side that we have to be fully wary of. I think at any time it's tough to go up to Bolton and get a result. Particularly difficult, I think, when they're in the sort of form they're in this season, and obviously vying for a lot themselves. They've got a huge amount to play for at the weekend themselves, so we have to make sure that we embrace that challenge and go up there positively, but know that it's going to be a tough afternoon.
promotion could be sealed on Saturday afternoon away at one of your promotion rivals. What would that mean to you and the club?
I think, yeah, regardless of when and where, the most important thing is to try and get us over the line, and it's going to mean absolutely everything for the football club. I've obviously sensed the fans' frustration over the past 7 years in League One and over the past few years beyond that. I think maybe, is it 12 years altogether? And going through the ups and downs of everything that has happened to this football club since being in the Premier League, the administration nearly dropping out of the Football League, getting back into League One, and then spending these 7 years here. You know, if we can get the job done, and if we can get it done in good fashion, then I think it's going to be brilliant, and I'd be really pleased for everybody that's stuck with the football club through thick and thin. And that's what being a fan is obviously all about. I'm a football fan myself. Haven't had quite as much heartache as all the Portsmouth fans have had, so I think it's one of those stories that is going to be particularly heartwarming if we manage to get it done.
And regardless of whatever happens this weekend, or I guess this season, Joe, what a job John Mousinho has done in his first full season of management. Who would have expected this?
Absolutely ridiculous. Nobody. And there's three people that kind of did expect this. Yeah. And that's Cullen. The Eisners are one entity I'm counting here. And then Rich Hughes. They're the three people that went, yeah, that's the guy. Everyone else, we all questioned it. Like, you go back to those posts on social media of our new manager's John Mousinho and just scroll through the replies. Looking back, it's absolutely hilarious how wrong we all were. Like,
but it's also very key to remember as well that, you know, we were all, myself included, wrong, maybe with our initial opinion of it, but at no point did...
Oh, we had a right to be sceptical.
We had a right to be sceptical, yeah. At no point did we write
him off. We had a right to be sceptical, because we just literally signed an Oxford United defender to be our manager.
Yeah.
Backup as well. Backup, the time. Yeah.
So everyone was right and also very wrong.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, hats off to him. There's obviously something there that's just... The incredible.
The tweet that gets me when you go back and read through it is Eric's, where he says, look, just for clarification, he wasn't the cheap option.
Yeah.
He blew us away. He was unbelievable. And he absolutely is. You know, he's got that aura about him. He's very level-headed. We were saying before we were on air, when other managers might criticise officials or whatever the situation may be, deflecting blame away from their side, Mousinho, whenever it hasn't gone well... albeit that's been very limited, yeah. But whenever it hasn't gone well, he's the first to say, no, wasn't our day, we weren't at our best. He takes the blame first. He just carries himself like a manager at a much higher level than what we are.
Yeah.
Well, it is safe to say the excitement is building. The nerves are starting to kick in a little bit here in the studio. But how are you feeling, Pompey fans? We've been asking you to get involved and send in some voice notes via the ExpressFM app. Pat Grucci has also joined Alex earlier in letting us know her memories of Pompey's promotion from damn years.
I can't really remember the lead up to the 27 promotion season, although I was there. I do remember going on to the pitch after the last match of the season and waiting with eager anticipation for the results of the other teams to go in our favour. I also remember Eric Eisner taking pictures, watching unbelievably as the supporters gathered under the south stand. When did I start believing that this time we might get promoted? Well, it was probably the win against Peterborough. That was a massive turning point. But to be honest, until we cross the line, I won't truly believe it. This Saturday against Bolton, I will be glued to Express FM listening to the game whilst playing solitaire on my laptop, but not really concentrating on the solitaire.
Love it, Pat. You play that solitaire. You get us volume up to the maximum level, because we will provide you, hopefully, a promotion party tomorrow evening. There's still plenty of time for you tuning in back home to get in touch with the panel tonight. If you haven't done so already, like Alex and Pat have, all of the usual ways, download the free ExpressFM app on your Apple or Android device, text the word Express followed by your name and message to 81400, or you can email pompey@expressfm.com or @ExpressFM on X and on Facebook. We'll be back shortly with the final thoughts of Barry and Joe as we continue to look forward to Pompey's huge game away at Bolton.
For the fans, by the fans. The Football Hour with Jake Smith on Express FM.
We know entertaining the kids can be tricky at the best of times. That's why Stagecoach is here to help. During the school holidays, up to four people, maximum of two adults, can travel with our Portsmouth Group Day Rider for just £5.
So that's your travel sorted. Now you just need to decide what to do when you get there. Special offer tickets are only available from the driver. Cash and contactless payments accepted. Leave the car at home and enjoy a day out by bus. For more information, visit stagecoachbus.com.
For the fans, by the fans. The Football Hour with Jake Smith on Express FM.
Good evening and welcome back to Portsmouth's Express FM for the third and final part of the Football Hour, where we are now in a position to be able to legitimately say that Pompey can secure promotion in their next league fixture. Portsmouth's seven-year stay in League One looks increasingly likely to be coming to an end. Whether it happens tomorrow or next week, the Blues are in an incredible position to make a highly anticipated return to the Championship after 12, at times, really torrid years away.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Why have you marched today?
We've marched to support our club because we love it so much, so much history. We're going, Pompey!
There's too much confusion.
Fans have rescued this football club and they deserve to be proud, and we should be proud of them, because without them there wouldn't be a football club today. And it's down to people refusing to give up and people wanting to fight all the way for what they believe in, and they've won. And it's not often in life the good guys win, but the good guys have won this time.
I think we've known for a long time where our fate was going to be. It was just a bit sad to see it in red at the end of the day, but you know, that's, we knew it was coming.
Dean Smalley, and Dean Smalley makes it four, and it surely is League Two reality hitting home. It's Portsmouth 1, Oxford United 4. Vincenzo rising, and it's 3 for Rochdale. Yeah, this is getting embarrassing.
AFC Wimbledon will let you guys keep Portsmouth out of the drop zone.
Well, you know, we'll obviously have a look at it, but, you know, we can't affect what goes on elsewhere. We have enough on trying to organise what we're trying to do here.
Players and our support give me the confidence. I trust our players and I trust our support. I trust us to turn up on Sunday and give a good account to ourselves.
And there goes the full-time whistle. It's a City grieving as they've fallen well short in the end, right at the death. Pompey have had their hearts broken by Plymouth Argyle in the playoffs.
Edge of the box, tries a shot, into the back of the net! And it's a second goal for Pompey!
Cal Naismith, and unbelievably, it's four for Pompey within seconds of the restart. Jamal Lowe's onside, the flag stayed down. Jamal Lowe, nonchalant, fantastic, brilliant. Pompey will be promoted at this rate.
That is it. Pompey are champions. They've won League Two in the most dramatic of circumstances. Pompey's four-year odyssey of League Two is over, and they will exit the basement division as champions.
The one team that stands out, that's historic, that's had great success, that has the ability to grow and move up and get back to its previous glory, is Portsmouth.
Steven shoots, and it's in! Ben Thompson in! Portsmouth have a third! Hitman into the net! He's gone! In the 95th minute!
Curtis going for the dead ball, and into the corner! Portsmouth are heading to Wembley! Ollie Hawkins is the man. He'll hit it right-footed, and he'll score! And Portsmouth have won the EFL trophy! Curtis across the face to goal! Marquez! Marquez! Yenge, he's done it!
What a rollercoaster ride it has been over the last 12 years since Pompey were relegated from the Championship in 2012. Near liquidation, close to relegation, out of the Football League, Portpin taken away their bid, re-entering the bid, the Pompey Supporters Trust taken over, some difficult years in League 2, promotion finally, 7 long years in League 1, a trophy success to throw in there as well, playoff heartbreak, more playoff heartbreak. But finally, we're in a position now. With 4 games remaining, just one more win will do it. And Pompey are back, probably where they belong, in the second tier of English football. It has been quite some journey. And we are so, so close to it now. And you kind of feel, Joe, that really, with how football's progressed in those 12 years, Pompey have been away from the Championship, from the Premier League. It's a completely different ballgame now. And
oh, it's not the same league.
It's not the same league at all. And I think we can be quite fair in saying that as the size of our football club, Championship is probably where we should be.
Well, I mean, let's start by saying everyone is where they should be based on their results, right? There's nobody that's just been dropped it. Oh, we'll put them over here, we'll put them over here. So it's kind of happened the way that it's all organic, right? But you, from a stature point of view, yeah, we should be in that mix. We should be, you look at some of the teams in the Championship that we're hopefully going to be going and visiting next season, right? The first thing to note, thank the Lord, most of them are south of the Watford Gap.
Yep.
That's some long journeys gone now, isn't there? And no Burton on a Tuesday night as well. That's another good one.
Oh, just be waiting until the Carabao Cup.
I was going to say, Carabao Cup is coming.
Yeah, but you know, yeah, you're right. It is where you want, Pompey to be.
You don't enter the third round, the FA Cup to the third round in January.
It's the new year, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you guarantee we'll still get Accrington away. Very, very quickly, what a 12 years it's been, good and bad, of course. We've had the highs, we've had the lows. Would you have thought maybe a decade ago we'd be sat in this position on our way back?
We came
very close to not even having a club.
Yeah, we did. I mean, I'll be completely honest, a decade ago, I would have thought we'd have already been here by now. But look, it's been a hell of a journey. I've been fortunate enough to see us play AC Milan and Accrington Stanley and everyone in between. I just hope that this is finally us going back to where we should be.
Kev Stokes has sent us a voice note. Let's listen to Kev, host, of course, of Van 80 Show here on Express FM.
Hello, Jake. Kev Stokes here. I remember 2017 promotion and it felt nothing like this season. This season, great group of players, fantastic manager, fully deserved, and I can't wait to get on that pitch. Kev, Blair Pompey.
Kev, thank you very much for getting in touch. Sorry for interrupting you there. Kev, Pat and Alex have got in touch via the ExpressFM app, sending their voice notes in this evening. Good evening to Dave Byrne on the email, saying what a fantastic position we are in going into the weekend. I've been thinking about tomorrow. It doesn't matter, without wanting to say that tomorrow doesn't matter. It's a great game to be involved in, and one which I can feel excited about the match itself more than being nervous about the outcome. I'm really hoping the club can produce a DVD marking this 125th season. I'm loving it, every minute of it. Play up, Pompey. Thank you to Dave on the emails. Right, let's take you through some permutations, because there are 27 different scenarios that can happen tomorrow. 16 of them will see Pompey promoted to the Championship. So the odds are in our favour, just over 50% of the odds. Let's put it blankly, a Pompey win, regardless of what happens between Derby and their fixture tomorrow afternoon when they take on Leighton Orient, and Peterborough when they travel to Oxford, a Pompey win will see them promoted to the Championship and win the league title. A defeat at Bolton, with Derby and Peterborough also losing, would see Pompey promoted. That is the only scenario that a defeat will see us promoted. And there are six different ways where a draw at Bolton will see us promoted to the Championship. If Derby and Peterborough both lose, if Derby lose but Peterborough draw, and the other way around, if Derby and Peterborough both draw, and potentially also if Peterborough win, Derby lose, Pompey can be promoted to the Championship. If you want the full list of that, Ian Chiverton at Pompey Chiv on Twitter is where you need to look at it. It is a fantastic graphic if you want to, you know, really see where Pompey can be this time tomorrow. But a win will do it. Gary Bishop has also sent us a voice note this evening.
Hiya, Jake. 1980s promotion, remember it like yesterday. I've not forgiven my dad, he wouldn't go, said it was too far. So I had to listen to on Radio Victory all afternoon. As soon as the final whistle went, I was out on my Pompey bike, a 1950s push bike from my granddad, painted red, white and blue, cycling around the village, singing Pompey songs at the top of my voice, upsetting everyone until the sports mail got in at 6 o'clock. 1983 promotion. Remember standing on the front end, watching Alan Biley stick that header in against Southend. Couldn't wait to get on the pitch afterwards. And then join the other 10,000 blue-blooded souls on the way to Plymouth the following week. Happy days. Roll on Saturday.
Happy days indeed. Gary, thank you very much for sending in your voice note tonight. Well, we've spoken a lot about Pompey and the possibility of promotion this weekend, and rightfully so. We're excited about it, and I think we should enjoy it. However, one big challenge stands in the way of Portsmouth and confirming their Championship status for the 2024-25 season. Third place Bolton Wanderers Kirsty Roxanne has the lowdown on a side who will be very keen to delay the Blues celebrations.
A win for Pompey at Bolton this weekend will guarantee promotion to the Championship, though they're set to have a tough test in front of them.
This week's opposition.
The Trotters are 9 points behind the Blues with just 4 games remaining. So victory for John Massino's side at the Tough Sheet Community Stadium will put them 12 adrift with just 3 matches to play. We've taken a closer look into the challenge ahead, a side looking to keep their automatic promotion hopes alive and prevent Portsmouth from achieving their goal.
Manager.
Bolton are led by 42-year-old Ian Evatt. Evatt was appointed by the club in July 2020 following a successful spell in charge of Barrow, who he guided to the National League title and subsequently a return to the Football League just a few months prior, thanks to the points per system game that was put in place due to COVID. Since becoming Bolton boss, Evatt has taken the club from League 2 to League 1 and has managed to take 112 wins from 219 competitive games in charge.
One to watch.
Centre forward Aaron Collins is somebody to keep tabs on this weekend. The 26-year-old has been with the club since signing a 3.5-year deal at the end of the January transfer window, having played the start of the season for Bristol Rovers. Collins has made 2 assists and scored 6 goals for the Trotters so far. This will mark the 3rd time that Collins will face the Blues this season. He wears a number 28 shirt for Bolton.
Top scorer.
Bolton's top scorer at this stage of the season is 28-year-old Dion Charles. The forward has contributed to 13 league goals so far from 29 appearances. Charles has also scored 4 goals in other competitions and wears a number 10 shirt.
Current form.
With 4 games remaining, Ian Evatt's side occupy 3rd place in League One. So far, the Trotters have accumulated 81 points from 42 matches, winning 24 and drawing on 9 occasions. Bolton are the 2nd highest scorers in the division, having found the back of the net 78 times since the start of August. In the last 5 games, they have claimed 3 wins, 1 draw and 1 defeat. Bolton's most recent match ended in a 2-0 win over Bristol Rovers. This is it. Can Pompey secure a victory and in doing so win promotion back up to the Championship after 12 years away? All of your Miss Ball action on Pompey Live.
And we'll get more on Bolton during tomorrow's pre-match coverage on Pompey Live from 2. Right, let's get some score predictions in then, Barry. Bolton versus Pompey. Are you predicting the Blues need to, the win that Blues need to secure promotion?
Same as 1949. 2-1 Pompey.
2-1 Pompey. Barry, thank you. Joe, how about you?
Heart 2-1, head 1-1.
I'm not going to do a prediction.
Come on.
You can't force us into it and then back out.
Fine, 2-1.
There we go.
Yeah.
Right. This is it then. Just under 24 hours from now, we could be sat here. Well, I won't be sat here, I'll be somewhere else. We could be sat here talking about the fact that Pompey are a Championship football club once again. After 12 years away from a second tier of English football, we are just 1 victory away from confirming our place back to where we belong. Portsmouth Football Club back in the Championship. If they win at Bolton tomorrow, you can join us here on Pompey Live for all of the unmissable action from 2.
In straight underneath it, it's headed into the net, and Pompey have stolen it right at the desk. Pompey still in the box, across the way to goal. Yenge, he's done it. Christian Tadey's 1-on-1, and Christian Tadey scores.
Drops to Sadie, tries to flick it to Bishop.
Well, there you have it. Pompey are potentially just 1 game away from being back in the Championship after 12 years away. If you can't make it to the Tough Sheet Community Stadium tomorrow, then Express FM is the place to be for all of the build-up and reaction to what could be a massive day in the history of Portsmouth Football Club. You do not need me to remind you how big this weekend could be for Pompey's men and the women too. Anything other than a win for Hashtag United in their game against Ipswich on Sunday will see Jay Sadler's side promoted to the Barclays Championship for the women's side. That is absolutely incredible. But your next football fix here on Express FM comes tomorrow afternoon from 2. Myself, Connor Mosley and Jay Sadler himself will have you covered with what goes on up in Bolton. A big thank you to our 2 studio guests, Barry Clements and Joe Wood, for joining us on the Football Hour this evening. And we'll have the fallout to whatever happens tomorrow and on Sunday on the next instalment of the Football Hour, Monday night from 6, where we'll also look ahead to the midweek visit of Barnsley to Fratton Park. Also on Monday show, we'll bring you up to speed with what happens at the EFL's End of Season Awards. That's right, we'll be at the award ceremony in London on Sunday night. Pompey have been nominated for 4 awards. John Massino up for League One Manager of the Season, Marlon Pack for League One Player of the Season, as well as EFL Player in the Community Award. And Pompey have been shortlisted for the EFL Fan Engagement Award as well. So tune in Monday for all of the exclusive from that. Coming up on the station tonight, we've got School Days with Steve Randall up next. After the 7 o'clock news, Hip Shaker is back with a groovy blend of retro soul, R&B and beat music through from 9 until 11, when Express Hits carries you through into the early hours of Saturday morning. If you've missed any of this evening's show, I'm pleased to say you'll be able to listen back via the ExpressFM app, as well as Spotify or the Apple and Google podcast apps. Well, we are nearly there, Blues fans. This time tomorrow, we could be a championship team. The end is nigh. The finishing line is in sight and the champagne is on ice. Can Pompey get the result they need at Bolton tomorrow to confirm promotion back to the second tier after 12 years away? Safe travels to those going up to Bolton, and whatever happens, enjoy yourselves. Up the Blues.